Inside Calhoun County. That's our podcast. I'm Richard Pyatt. Thanks for pressing the play button on this episode. We come to you from Calhoun County, Michigan. This is the official podcast of Calhoun County government. Today, we're talking about water resources. Ron Smith is the Water Resource Commissioner in Calhoun County and joins us today to talk about just what they do in the Water Resources Department of Calhoun County. Hello, Ron.
Hello.
Thanks for the opportunity to visit with you. I suppose the most obvious question to start with is, what exactly does the Water Resources Department get charged with doing?
Okay, that's a big question, really. We do a lot of things. We're in charge of all the drainage in Calhoun County, and we have about 700 miles of that. And then on top of that, we have the lakes. So we have 9 lakes in Calhoun County that have court-ordered lake levels. So it's our responsibility to control the dam structures if they have them, so a lake level. And some lakes even have a winter level and a summer level. And so we have to change that for the seasons. There's, I believe, 4 lakes that have wells on them. Mm-hmm. So they're augmented. So the water, let's say for instance, Gogwak Lake has 2 pumps on it. And so those pumps pump a lot of water in there in the summertime to keep the level at the court ordered level. So it can be a big job at times to keep control of all that.
Right. So at the risk of asking a question with an obvious answer, I'm going to ask it anyway. Why is drainage important?
Well, if drainage isn't maintained, what happens is people's yards flood. A lot of times it comes up in their backyard. Their septic systems would fail because they're flooded. Roads would be impassable, things like that. So drainage is very important. A lot of people don't know it, but Michigan was really a wet state back in the 1800s. And it's when they started putting in drainage is what made places like Detroit and Lansing livable. Some of these are just massive systems. Detroit has culverts as big as 12 foot in diameter running through town, things like that. So there's a lot of water that runs through drainage in this state. And Calhoun County is no different. We don't have anything that big, but we have several that are in the 5 and 6 foot diameter range that have water running through them. Not to mention, we have a lot of open ditches, especially out in the country. They have a unique way to maintain them. Sometimes we have to dig them and clean the trees out of them and all kinds of things like that. Some of those even get plugged up by beavers. Beavers like to cut trees and make little dams in them. We have to clean them out. And those are sometimes maybe a little easier than the underground ones. The underground ones can be a lot more trouble. For one, some people don't know they're there. And we've had issues where they've tried to build houses right over the top of them. Oh, we get a lot of driveways over the top of them. We can have telephone poles. You know, consumers could stick a pole right through the middle of the drain. We've had issues like that. So all those drains are marked on the county's website, GIS website. And so they can be accessed and see where they're at. We're part of the missed dig program. So we get missed digs every day that are asking where the drains are at. So We can keep them from being damaged.
So just to be clear, without these systems in place, our everyday thoroughfares, buildings, homes where we traverse would be flooded.
Correct.
Yeah.
Good chance of that. Yep.
Well, that drives it home, I think, the idea that, if we did not have this, that would be the result. And I think many of us go about our business on a regular basis, on a daily basis, without giving thought to that, which I suppose means the process works pretty well. Is that fair to say, Ron?
Yeah, it does. We work with a lot of contractors for doing different projects. We have projects going all the time. It's not unusual for me to have 10 projects going at one time. Some of them as small as a beaver dam needs cleaned out of a drain to, we've got some bigger ones. We're doing one right now where we're replacing 2,000 feet of underground. It's a 15-inch diameter pipe that drains an area along Mingus Road South. It was put in over 40 years ago, and the pipe that's there is all rusted out. And so we're getting what we call a blowhole. It's when a hole opens up in a person's backyard. the dirt sucking down through the drain instead of going through like the water should be. So we'll get issues like that. So maintenance is a big key to this whole program.
And infrastructure, clearly, too. A 40-year-old pipe is going to rust at some point, right?
Yeah, we were out there today, and the pipe is just all completely gone almost. Mm-hmm. The contractor's digging it up and putting in the new, and the pipe just crumbles as they're taking it out.
So would you say Calhoun County's infrastructure as it relates to this is average for an average county its size in terms of overall health? Are we replacing these on a pace that is appropriate?
Well, we're trying to, as far as my office goes, I belong to what's called the Michigan Association of Drain Commissioners. And so I quarterly meet with other drain commissioners around the state. And so everybody has the same issues. I mean, it's pretty common stuff that we do. Maybe some people have bigger ones, like down in Detroit, you know, bigger systems, but they also have a lot more employees and a lot more people helping with that. We have two full-time employees and one part-time employee, plus myself. So we stay quite busy sometimes.
You talked about the court-mandated lake levels. I presume if that weren't the case, we'd be looking at a similar situation. Lakes would overflow at times, were that not the case.
Yes, but also they would be, I mean, with the ones that have wells on them, they would be drying up a little bit in the summertime, and they wouldn't be able to do as much boating and recreation as they do. Hmm. So it goes both ways. Yeah, people's quality of life on the lake, I mean, makes a lot of difference whether it's maintained properly.
So what are the main concerns then or challenges with the drains? Is it just the infrastructure or is there more to it?
There can be more to it. As far as the infrastructure goes, it's my responsibility to take care of what's there. But there's a lot of different problems out there that haven't been addressed maybe. And a lot of that is because of new buildings going in, new roads going in, just development in general. Takes more of the land area that used to percolate the water, and now it's pavement. So the water runs off somewhere else, and so new drainage has to be put in. And that can be a big process. There can be a petition. So the people in that area that's having the issue petition me, and then we have what's called a board of determination. We figure out what needs to be done and whether it really needs to be done. And then after that, it's contractors will bid on it. And then it comes down to a live meeting with the people in that area. So a watershed will be set up. And that watershed will invite everybody that's in that watershed to come and speak. And then we'll determine, a lot of it falls down on my shoulders to make the final decision whether we go through the project or we don't go through the project. And I have to weigh everybody's concerns. And some of those concerns are, there's people being flooded out. And if we don't do something, they're going to live in a swamp. So sometimes we have to do something, whether everybody in that area agrees with that or not. So the Water Resource Commissioner, sometimes it falls on your shoulders to make a decision.
What you described is a really eye-opening moment, perhaps, for some folks. The idea that if you have undeveloped land, water lands there, that land absorbs that. Now all of a sudden there's development there. There's roads and pavement, asphalt, etc. Now that water is going to run elsewhere, and that elsewhere could be in someone's basement.
Yes. And I get lots of calls. I wouldn't say daily, but weekly, from people with a complaint, and we go over. We just was that one this morning where there's a neighbor whose property is having water run on it from another property. And I have to figure out why the water's there and what's causing it, mm-hmm. whether it's a county drain that's not working properly or something else is causing that. This particular problem looks to me like it's just springs an area. And maybe when they built the house, maybe they shouldn't have. Looks like a new development. And, you know, some people, believe it or not, some people can get their property perked on a dry year. And so then their house gets put in there. And then when the wet years come, it's like, you should have never built there in the first place.
Well, right. Yeah.
The house is there now. Now we have to deal with it. Mm-hmm. So that's where I get a lot of disputes like that.
Well, we're glad you're there to handle those. That's number one. What about the future, Ron? When you look ahead at what you'd like to tackle, what's on that list?
Well, I have a couple bigger projects that are coming up. One has to deal with the village of Athens. So Athens has an area of houses that flood regularly. And Athens is kind of built in the middle of farmland. So there's farmland all around it. And there's maybe 2 or 3 feet elevation difference for that whole area. There's not a lot of drainage in that area. So we're looking at putting in a whole new drainage system to drain that area. So it would pick up the Athens football field down through town and down to what's called W Drive. So W Drive right now has a county road department drain along the edge of it. That process is done. So they had to give that to me as a water resources commissioner. So I had to be transferred from the road department to the water resources department. And so now I'm looking into an engineer's drawing up the plans to make that into a county drain. And then we'll go from there up to the village and pick up that drainage. So there's quite a bit of work involved in this. And easements have to be got. So we have a lawyer working on all the easements and things like that. That's a bigger project. That village of Athens has been working on this for 45, 50 years. And it's never been solved, the problem. So this would be a big solve if we get it going and working properly. So we're working hard on that. Goguack Lake area has two little bitty tiny lakes next to it. One's called Emerald Lake and one's called Laird Lake. In the past, they've gotten their water from Goguack Lake in a roundabout way to maintain the level of those lakes. And Eagle, which some people don't know what Eagle is, but Eagle is the Michigan Department of Environmental Great Lakes and Energy. They control water, like small lakes and stuff like that. I mean, from a farmer background, it's called WOTUS, the Waters of the Americas is the actual name for it. So anyway, those lakes have to have lake levels set on them. They never were set. So in order to put water in them lakes, we have to have a court-ordered lake level set. So we're in a process of doing that to those two lakes. So once those lake levels, once it goes through court, we're waiting on court dates right now. Once it goes through court, those lake levels will be set. And then we can work on the engineering part of it, how we're going to get water into them lakes. And what we're going to do, we're going to roll those two lake areas into the bigger watershed so that they will pay the same assessment as the people on Goguack Lake, who is already paying for water to be put in their lake in the summertime. So why would they give it away for free? All that stuff has to be dealt with. So, and that's what some people don't know about water resources. We don't really have money. So when we do projects, the way it works is it gets assessed back to people's taxes. And typically that's not a huge amount of money because there might be 300, 400, 500 houses, some as big as 2,500 houses in a particular watershed. So when work's done, it might only be about one a day. Their tax bill is $8. Anytime you sell a property in Calhoun County, that tax bill has to be paid before the property is sold. So we get calls regularly from realtor companies that are asking what the payoff is on that tax bill. Because some of those projects might have been 3 or 4 year payoff. If we don't have somebody pay everything in 1 year, we might run it out for 3 or 4 years. So we try to keep the bill below $100 if we can. Some of the bigger projects, that's impossible. But I mean, there's areas out in the country where there's like 6 farms on the whole drain. So they get sometimes a bigger bill.
But, so I think if I understood you correctly, then that amount might get spread out over a few years. But if that house sells in that period of time, that amount has to be paid as part of the sales transaction.
Correct.
How do you determine what the right depth of the lake should be?
That's what the engineers look at. So they do all kinds of different tests and stuff to figure that out. They'll go around and talk to all the property owners because some property owners want it this height. And I mean, there can be big disputes because some people live like on the lower wetter ground and some people live up on a hill and, you know, they want the water higher. So all that has to be looked at before the lake level is ever set. That's why it goes to court, the court ordered lake level. But they looked at all the hydrology of the project in the area and stuff. So there's a lot to it.
Yeah. Well, you can certainly understand that an individual's perspective might be different based on where they're situated and their elevation. That makes a lot of sense.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, talk about something fun, Ron. What's a fun project that you look forward to working on?
Well, you know, I like all that I do. I mean, it's been it's a really, really good position for me. I mean, I have a farm background, so I have drainage on my own farm. I've dealt with water my whole life. So I just love being the drain commissioner. It's been a good fit for me. I like to go out and actually walk the drains in the country, you know, and can be a good peaceful time for me. We look at all the wildlife, you know, we look for beaver dams that are plugging up systems. I mean, we run into some really, really interesting stuff during the day. It's just can be a very rewarding job. And when you have some people that really appreciate what you've done, when you fix a drain and it takes care of an issue in their backyard and stuff like that, those are the good days, you know, when you make people happy.
Right. Those poor beavers, they're just doing their job, aren't they?
They are. Beavers, I have a respect for beavers. Beavers are really, really workers. I mean, I've had drains cleaned out, and I always check them after I have a contractor work on one. And one in particular, I called the contractor and said, hey, you didn't go far enough. I wanted that beaver dam up there taken out. And he says, I did take it out. And so overnight, the beavers rebuilt that dam and put it back in there. That's how fast they can work.
They can work an all-nighter and get it done.
Oh, they can, especially if there gets to be too many beavers in one location.
It's nature at work, right? You're working against it to some extent. What programs can folks get involved in to help keep water safe and clean in Calhoun County?
As part of our permit, we have to have a permit through Eagle, as we talked about before, in order to do the drainage work and stuff we do sometimes. And so there's what they call a MS4. And what MS4 is, it's the Municipal Separate Storm Water System. So that system, there's drains in the county and in the city of Battle Creek, city of Marshall, that they're like the last drain before it hits Battle Creek River, the Kalamazoo River, where it goes into Lake Michigan. Mm-hmm. So we have to check those drains on a regular basis and actually watch, you know, write reports and things. So as part of that, we have to have an educational part of it so that people know that if you dump something down that drain, it's going to end up in Lake Michigan, and we don't want that to happen.
Right.
So we go to fairs and speak at fairs, and we'll pass out literature. We're part of the Battle Creek Clean Water Partners, Water Partners, which we went over and picked up calendars today. We pass out calendars that have all this stuff on them. We're part of like river cleanups. Education is a big part of that. So part of our permit to have drainage, we also have to educate the public. And so the county does it, and the Clean Water Partners do. They do tire days where they can pick up tires, you know, turn your tires in, old tires, so they don't end up in the rivers. Days when you can turn in your old paint, gasoline, all kinds of stuff, so that it don't get poured down the drains, things like that. So there's work going on all the time about that.
So folks can become volunteers and actually help execute these programs. Is that true?
Battle Creek Clean Water Partners is what you get in contact with, or my office. And we'll get you in contact with them. But there's all kinds of things going on all the time where we pass out literature at schools, and you can be part of that. You can volunteer for any of those items.
All right. Well, what we'll do is in the show notes for this episode, we'll have a link there. You can click through to the Water Resources Office portion of the Calhoun County Government website, and you can reach out to Ron and his team in the Water Resources Commissioner office and indicate your interest in being a part of that. And of course, more information on much of what Ron talked about is there, as well as part of the website resources for Calhoun County Government. Ron Smith, Water Resources Commissioner, our guest today on Inside Calhoun County.